From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Tremendous progress, according to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, though he says he and his GOP counterpart in the Senate aren't there yet. The comments on the Senate floor coming as Democratic and Republican senators are working on a fiscal deal that would extend U.S. borrowing authority and reopen the government. NPR's Elsa Chang has more.
Neither leader is commenting specifically on the deal just yet. It's still taking shape, and the details seem to be changing. There seems to be multiple proposals, but the talks do seem to be focusing on at least reopening the government through either the end of this year or into early next year and raising the debt ceiling into the early part of 2014.
NPR's Elsa Chang. Senate leaders are set to meet again tomorrow. A meeting at the White House earlier today was postponed amid signs of progress between the respective sides. Tomorrow, six world powers meet with Iran in Geneva for talks on verifying that country's nuclear intentions. As NPR's Emily Harris explains from Jerusalem, some in Israel say a diplomatic solution is possible to keep Iran from developing a nuclear bomb.
Israel's Minister of Intelligence, Yuval Steinitz, said that if Iran faced a real choice between improving its economy and continuing its nuclear program, it's possible Iranian leaders would stop enriching uranium and close nuclear facilities.
We want the Geneva talks to succeed, and we don't close the door for diplomatic solution.
Israel is trying to convince world powers to keep sanctions in place until it's clear Iran cannot develop a nuclear weapon. In a speech opening a new session of Parliament Monday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said easing sanctions early would be a historic mistake. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake that hit the southern Philippines today is reported to have claimed at least four lives, though there may be more deaths and damage as a result of the relatively shallow quake. There are reports from the Philippine National Disaster Agency that four people died in the town of Cebu after a building collapsed on top of them. The U.S. Geological Survey confirmed the quake, which apparently was centered around Bohol Island, north of another island. There's apparently no threat of a tsunami. Three Americans have won the Nobel Prize for Economics, Eugene Fama, Lars Peter Hansen, and Yale economist Robert Shiller, showing that while often hard to sort out the day-to-day noise on Wall Street, longer term, markets make much more sense. Shiller says he was not prepared when the call came from the committee this morning, though.
Well, I was getting out of the shower this morning. I wasn't properly dressed, but I didn't want to miss the phone call, so I took it in our kitchen.
The work done by the trio shows statistical methods can be developed to test theories of assets and how that affects financial market pricing. The three men will share the $1.2 million prize. Stocks, after a sharply lower open, moved higher near the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 64 points to close at 15,301. The Nasdaq rose 23 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. In Vietnam, upwards of 180,000 people are being evacuated from coastal areas to schools and public buildings as Typhoon Nari bears down on the country. The powerful storm passed over the Philippines over the weekend, killing at least 13 people there. It's expected to reach the Vietnamese coast by early tomorrow morning, bringing sustained winds of up to 83 miles an hour, as well as heavy rain that could cause flooding and property damage. At least 10 popular tourist hotels in the town of Hoi An were ordered to move their guests inland. Some of the Red Cross workers kidnapped in northern Syria were freed today, a day after the International Committee of the Red Cross said one of their teams had been abducted. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
Three of the six workers from the International Committee for the Red Cross and one volunteer from the Syrian Arab Red Crescent were released safe and sound, according to a tweet posted by the ICRC's head of operations for the Middle East. Three more ICRC workers, whose identities are still unknown, remain missing. Their convoy was attacked yesterday by unknown assailants in Idlib province in northwestern Syria. Elsewhere in Idlib province, a car bomb killed at least 27 people in the rebel-controlled town of Darkush, near the Turkish border. The bomb went off in the town's market, and some of the injured were evacuated across the border to Turkey for medical assistance. For NPR News, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons in Beirut.
Germany's managed to sidestep tougher EU emissions laws, contending the law could harm its auto industry, though it may be only temporary. Amid strong lobbying from Berlin, the 28-nation bloc agreed to postpone the new tougher guidelines. The EU's climate commissioner deplored the delay and stressed that the scope of any rules change is very limited. Germany's been seeking a four-year delay in the law, which would limit carbon dioxide emissions of car fleets. Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. The price of oil was up 39 cents a barrel to close at $102.41 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.